You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It's your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 29th of May, 2024. The Australian share market did fall today by 1.3%. We'll have the details with Niv Dagan from Peak Asset Management. But first to inflation, where the monthly consumer price index indicator rose from 3.5% to 3.6% in April, pushing out rate cut expectations. For more, Raina Bosch spoke with Tanya Day, an economist at BDO.
How concerned should people be that this is ticking up?
Well, let me start by saying that inflation consists of, you know, two things. One is volatile items, another is non-volatile items. And if you look at ABS release today, it's two of the major components of that increase has been food prices and fuel prices. So they are volatile items. So when you look at that, it's a cause for concern because it shows that it's ticking up. But when you strip back those items, you will actually see that inflation has remained at the same level as last month, which is 4.1%. So overall, I would say this is kind of a blip in the radar and there shouldn't be a cause for concern.
So how then do you think the Reserve Bank will interpret this?
Okay, so, you know, we get very excited about this monthly wiggles, but I think we need to zoom out a bit and look at what's been happening to inflation since last year. So if we zoom out a bit, look at inflationary figures since last year, inflation hasn't been increasing. It has actually plateaued. It hasn't been going down either as RBA would like. But the good thing is it has plateaued and it's at March quarter figures. What it shows is that it's at the lowest level since the COVID struck. So I think this is a good thing, but again, it's not at a desired level that the RBA would like, but it's slowly inching towards RBA's latest forecast. So I think there is still a bit of a cause for concern for the RBA, but things are, the outlook is pretty good, I would say.
Just taking a look at some of those components that may cause some jitters, housing being one of them. I know that the RBA doesn't have too much influence over housing itself, but what can be done to bring down these inflationary rents and housing costs?
I mean, definitely increase housing supply. And that's, this latest budget is spending a lot on increasing housing supply. But, you know, just spending at federal level doesn't solve the housing issue because a lot of coordinated effort needs to be done across the state government as well as the federal government in terms of, you know, rezoning, land release and all of that. So how quickly those things are done and how quickly we can, you know, ramp up the supply of housing, that will actually be a key to how quickly, you know, we can see some improvement in the stock of housing.
You mentioned volatile items. Electricity is obviously among those. Looking at today's reading, energy bill relief appears to have kept things down in terms of electricity increases. But the ABS was saying without those, electricity bills would be a lot higher. How much has that swayed or affected this reading?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is if the energy bill relief wasn't in place, the component of CPI would have increased due to energy bills by about 13%. So which is quite high, and that would have increased the overall CPI figures quite significantly. But because of those energy bill reliefs, it has kept a lid on the CPI from rising further.
Now, another area that people will be keeping their eyes on is what this coming relief does in terms of spending. We've got tax relief for one coming up next month. How do you expect that to impact the CPI rating?
Well, it again boils down to, you know, how much people spend, because this budget again is about cost of living pressure, releasing cost of living pressures. But again, you know, the two of the key things that are yet to happen, which is the tax cuts and also the $300 energy bill relief, they will, it depends on how people spend their spending habits. If people go and spend that money, then it's obviously going to increase demand in the economy and is going to increase inflation a bit more. But if people say save that money, then that's not going to add any more to the inflationary pressure. So it really boils down to the spending habit of you know, what people are going to do.
Finally, Tanya, we've spoken a little bit in terms of the Reserve Bank. Their next meeting is coming up in June. Does this support the case for a rate rise? Is there any argument for that?
Well, again, I would like to draw back on the federal budget. You know, the cost of living pressures in the federal budget, that is sort of, especially the $300 energy bill, that's going to mechanically bring down inflation. Now, if RBA is convinced with, you know, inflation going down farther during this, over the course of the year, then we can actually see a rate cut by the end of this year. But I think that's highly unlikely. So probably we will see a rate cut next year. But I don't, given how unemployment figures are looking, given how inflation is not spiking up, but it's remaining steady, I don't think there will be a rate rise on the horizon.
That is Raina Bosch there speaking with BDO economist Tanya Day.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
So the Australian share market lost ground as a result, down 1.3% to 7,665. For more, I spoke with Niv Dagan, the Executive Director at Peak Asset Management.
Niv, the market didn't really like the inflation report. Why? And what's the latest market pricing on the next move in interest rate?
Ricardo, inflation came in at 3.6%. The market was expecting 3.4%. So that's a second consecutive increase in inflation month on month. And we're seeing the all ordinaries down about 90 points as we type. Consumers are really feeling the pinch, the cost of living. I mean, the main increases has really been in housing expenses, food and fuel. So it is all about the consumer. And there's no end in sight for the Reserve Bank at the moment.
So how does this compare with the rest of the world? Is it higher for longer elsewhere too?
Yeah, Ricardo, the US inflation sitting around 3.4%, which is in line Australian inflation. But if you compare that to Europe, the UK is currently sitting at 2.3% and Germany 2.2%. So it is much lower. And we are expecting the central bank in Europe to be cutting interest rates sooner rather than later.
Does this change the way you're investing at the moment?
Look, it's all about defensive stocks. I mean, we're seeing property and retail sales figures come in lower than expected, negative 0.4%. So the retail sector, consumer discretionary, property, still finding it really, really tricky because essentially we're probably pricing in interest rates not being cut this calendar year. So it's defensives, it's exchange-traded funds and those companies with really strong balance sheets and are still being able to essentially pay higher dividends.
Any company news catching your attention today?
Yes, we had Trip today, which is in psilocybin. They IPO today after coming off the Canadian market on the ASX. So the stock's up about 20 to 30% as we tied. Patagonia Lithium, which we're major shareholders of, they're in Argentina. They're drilling currently for lithium brines. They're up on the back of the well, second well being drilled as well. And also Isla Pharmaceutical, another small cap biotech that is trying to change the dengue fever, which has become a really big problem across Asia and Central America, is also up about 8%. So we're keeping an eye on those three at the moment.
Niv Dagan there from Peak Asset Management.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.